Spinocerebellar fracture are usually accompanied by spinal cord injury and anterior or combined anterior and posterior surgery is preferred for severe spinocerebellar fractures. We aim to investigate the effectiveness and postoperative rehabilitation of one-stage combined anterior and posterior surgery for severe spinocerebellar fractures with spinal cord injury. 120 patients with severe spinocerebellar fractures and spinal cord injury treated at our hospital from February 2020 to February 2021 were randomly enrolled, which were divided into one-stage combined anterior and posterior surgery group and a one-stage anterior approach surgery group. Blood loss, incision length, operation time, intraoperative x-ray, length of hospital stay, anterior vertebrae height ratio, posterior vertebrae height ratio, Corbett-Angle, canal occupying ratio of affected vertebrae, and quality of life score were compared between two groups. We found that one-stage combined anterior and posterior surgery effectively improved the function of the affected vertebrae and life quality of patients with severe spinocerebellar fracture and spinal cord injury.